Thank you for staying with me here on Elevated on Radio Pulpit. I'm Jenna Lee Belong, and with me I have a model and musician. Let me tell you something. She's not just from around here. Her name is Chloe Jade Christian. She is only 17 years old, but already a former Miss Teen Earth International and has now been selected to speak at the prestigious Forbes Women Africa Leading Women Summit 2025, an event that celebrates and empowers women across various industries as well. Chloe Jade, good day, and thank you so much for joining me here on Radio Pulpit.
Good day. Thank you so much for having me.
How does it feel to be known that at 17 years old, you've already been selected to speak at an event like the Forbes Women Africa Leading Women Summit?
It honestly feels so unreal. I can't even describe how I feel. I'm just so grateful for the opportunity that I had.
Tell me about where you were when you found out that you will be on that platform. Where were you? Who shared the news with you? And what did it mean to you?
It was my mama. It was at home. I was sitting in my room going through my stuff, and my mom was like, "Listen, this is you were invited to speak here." And I was like, "Oh, my word." And she was like, "Yeah, you need to think about it. Think about what you want to speak about. Think about what you want to do." And I immediately knew what I wanted to talk about because having that platform would mean I would be able to speak to so many women who are of all ages and be able to actually relate and have them relate to me and be able to share my story and empower and encourage and inspire.
Absolutely. Let's talk about your journey with modeling and music before we get to the message that God gave you for that powerful platform. As I said, just 17 years old, yet you've accomplished so much already. How did you get into modeling?
I got into modeling again because of my mama. My mom, I had been bullied when I was in grade 7 to the point where going to school was not something that I wanted to do. It wasn't something I enjoyed. And I had done modeling before when I was about 3 years old, but who remembers anything when they were three? I don't. And my mom decided she wanted to help me a bit, give me a little bit of a little boost, you know? And she thought modeling classes would be the way to go. And surprisingly, it helped. It helped a lot.
I want you to expand a bit on your experience with bullying at school, something that a lot of teenagers go through, a lot of children go through, unfortunately, across South Africa. Maybe share a bit more detail if you're comfortable with it. What did you go through?
Of course. So in my grade 7 year, it was a very tough year for me, mostly because, and it might sound silly now, but for anyone, for me, who was in grade 7, who was only 13, those things felt like the world had got me on the shoulders and pushed me down. So I just want to let anyone know that whatever you feel is really bad to you or feel like it really hurts you, it hurts you. It doesn't matter what anyone else is going through. Your pain is valid. Your feelings are valid. And so in grade 7, I had been bullied about in a way that anything I did was wrong. So if I didn't, like, I would be sabotaged in a way to the point where they try and make the teachers believe I did stuff that I didn't do, and then I'd get in trouble or I was aside. I was cast aside. I had one friend in my whole school, and she and her, we sat together every break, and they literally, and it sounds like a movie, but they literally would come around the bench we'd sit at in a whole, form a whole circle, because it was a group. It wasn't just one or two people, and they just take hits at us. Like they just verbally just rude. And anything I wore was wrong. The way I looked was wrong. The way I acted was wrong. The things I did was wrong. I wasn't good enough type vibes. And yeah, so that was extremely tough for me. Especially because some of the teachers also did not like me, so it made it a bit more tough, personally.
Now, as I said, many children, young people go through it, and in very unfortunate situations, it even can lead to suicide, for instance, because what you're describing can be very hard to process and get yourself out of bed every day, get yourself to still go to school when you know that you're going through all of that. Besides your modeling, Chloe Jade, and your music, for instance, what advice would you have for young people? What is it that got you to be strong, to stand strong, and to overcome the bullying, to still show up every day?
Was definitely not like my family support was major to me, but it's the fact that they would sit me down and they'd be like, "We're gonna pray." My mom and dad would be like, my mom would always say, "Come to the room, we're gonna pray together. We're gonna pray as a family." And she'd come into my room and she'd pray for me sometimes. Like I'd hear my door slightly creak and I'd be like, "Okay, my mom's gonna pray for me now." It was that I had f began to have faith again in the fact that I was going to be okay, and that if I could be okay alone and I could show them that I will reach my goals, whether you like me, whether you don't like me, whether you want to get me in trouble, whether you, whatever your motives are, that I had God on my side and I stood firm in that and I started to get better, and that's what really, really, really helped me through.
You talk about prayer, and you also say that a key part of your journey has been your unwavering faith in God. Clearly, your parents did a great job to introduce God to you, but when did you start to develop a personal relationship with Him?
I think that also happened around. I feel like it was rocky in a way, and not everyone likes to admit it, but I will admit it. In the beginning, when I was very, very young, I had a relationship where I'd speak to him every day, all day. I'd be like, "Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for this." And later on, when the bullying started, and I feel like I went through a spiritual warfare in those moments, in those years. And therefore, my relationship did end up taking a hit with God because I couldn't understand why it was happening to me. And later on, when I decided, like, for me, I could feel that I was far. And I didn't like that. As soon as I realized, I was like, I don't like not being close to God. I don't like not being able to hear what he has to say to me. And later on, I realized that if I can just come closer to him, and I know that he wouldn't give me something he didn't think I could handle. And there's a reason I had to go through that. And I realized that now because I used what I went through and how I've grown from it to deal with the people who will still bully me today.
Sure.
So my personal relationship definitely mostly on and off, but strongest it's been was when I was the youngest and now.
That's amazing, Chloe, 17 years old, and you are able to live out your faith. A lot of young people struggle with that. A lot of teenagers struggle with that. Yes, they go to church with their parents on a Sunday, but living out their faith every day in every aspect of their life, having Christian friends, like doing things, living the kingdom the godly way is a challenge for them. What advice would you have for your peers in terms of living out Christianity and faith in 2025 in this day and age as a young person, a teenager?
Being a Christian and living out the ways of us Christians, it doesn't need to be boring. A lot of people have a misconception of you have to sit still, you have to sing these songs and those songs, and you have to act this way. Literally, you can be the most normal and fun person and still lead your life in the way that God wants you to. The only reason you will ever think that the outside worldly things are fun is because you're surrounding yourself with the wrong people. I don't know if I feel like I've used this example because it's really understandable, but if you ever see a rotten strawberry and put a clean one next to it, that clean one is going to rot extremely fast. So if you surround yourself with people who have the same values as you, it is way more easier to live out your life the way it needs to be, the way you should be, because those temptations are there, but they're not as strong when you have people supporting you and what you strive for and what you want in your life and what God has planned for you.
You're touching on something so important as well, choosing good friends. How do you do that? What's some tips for young Christian girls or guys on how to choose good friends, people who will journey with you in purpose?
I am going to be honest. I'll try my best to give the best advice, but I too am struggling with that to this day. I have recently even lost a friend, and I thought this person would be with me for the rest of my season, for my journey. But I feel like the best way to find those friends is, I feel like you can see them. I don't know if that makes sense, but I went to church on Sunday last week and I looked at someone and I just thought they truly have an energy I want to be around. Like I could see, like it's crazy to me. It's one of the first times I've ever felt it and seen it, but I looked at them and I could see that they are truly a child of God. I could see it. I didn't have to speak to them. I just looked at them and was like, this is someone I'd want to be close to. This is someone I'd want to be friends with. And so choose your friends wisely in the way that they will support you. They will pray for you. That is something that not everyone gets. Like not everyone is comfortable to pray in a group, but get friends that will sit down with you if you're going through a rough patch and be like, let's read the Bible together. Let me pray for you. Let me send you a verse because God said to me, you needed it. You'll know immediately. You'll know immediately which friends are for you and who are against you. Because if you, it's a dangerous prayer in a way of, as soon as I pray, Lord, if they are not supposed to be in my life, take them out. Because he hears the conversations that you don't. He will take them out. Don't fight for them. Don't fight for them because you've asked. So I feel like that's the best way is to just see, listen to what God is saying to you.
I must say, there's just something about you. Just listening to you, I can already hear that God has very, very big plans for your life. We've spoken a little bit about how you got into modeling, but how did you get into music?
It was one of those things where my brother went to music classes. And as the little sister, I felt like I needed to go too, you know. I wanted to see what he was doing, what he was enjoying. And I went and I sang and I absolutely loved it. I actually, when I got older, I realized I honestly went because my grandma would sing around the house, my dad would be singing, my mom sings in the morning still. I can still hear her singing praise and worship when I wake up. And that's what how I got into it because it's always been in my family and it's like our form of worship. Like I love singing. I love gospel music.
That is absolutely incredible. What's the plan with this gift that the Lord has given you, both in modeling and in music? Where do you hope to take this, Chloe Jade?
I really, really hope to go into the music industry, like the entertainment industry in general, because I don't know, I just have such a passion for music and modeling and singing and just like being able to reach people through my music, through what I'm doing. It's like it's honestly amazing to me, and I feel like that's something that God has blessed me with that I can honestly share with others in a way that I'll be able to share him in a way, you know?
Absolutely. Well, on the 5th of March, earlier this year at Times Square in Pretoria, you had the opportunity to share your journey as you did a little bit with us now about bullying, discrimination, how it shaped you as a person at the Forbes Women Africa Leading Women Summit. Tell me about what the Lord laid on your heart to share with those powerful ladies, and maybe what did it feel like to be on that stage?
I was so nervous standing on that stage, but as soon as I started talking, I felt so powerful. I feel like it's gonna sound so cliche, but I genuinely felt like I could do it. Like I am standing there for a reason, and there's someone in that crowd that needs to hear what I have to say. And what I shared was specifically the bullying and the fact that it was really bad for me, and I didn't know what to do. But going through that, I found myself. Later on, I found myself and my passions and my music, and I wrote. And in that way, I was helping other people the way I was helped by my family, but just in a different way. And that brought me peace. That brought me joy. It gave me a sense of I felt alone, but why does anyone else have to? If they can hear my music and be like, this is what I'm going through. I can't put this into words, but this music tells a story, tells my story.
Absolutely.
So I spoke about that, and yeah, it was just honestly an incredible feeling. I'm telling you, the tears were very close to falling down my face while I was speaking, because I was so passionate and so full. I feel like I was full of the Holy Spirit, to be honest, because I don't know how I spoke for a whole 6 minutes, but I did it. And oh my word, it was amazing.
It's incredible. And I know that you also got to share a stage with people like Zozobinnie Tunzi, who you admire a lot, Yvonne Chaka Chaka as well. What was that like being in the same room as them?
Oh my word. It was, honestly, it was amazing. It was a different ex kind of experience to see someone, and I don't know if this is going to make sense, but I hope it does. But seeing them and being like, they are human. They are just like us. They are humble. They can be like, I was in the same room as them, I was near them. Might not have spoken to them, but it's the fact of looking at them and being like, if they can, then I can too. You know, it's that empowerment of even just being in the same room as people. I feel like, oh, it was amazing. I feel like that's how the woman felt when he touched Jesus's garment and like robe, like that feeling, that energy passed through you. I'm like, yo,
Well,
this
I'm
is.
so happy that you got to have that experience and that you were bold enough to get onto that stage and share your testimony of resilience, your testimony of overcoming bullying, as you did so beautifully with us today. Talk to me quickly about studying. You're 17 years old. What are you planning to study?
I've always, since young, wanted to go into the medical field. Now that I am older, and that's why I'm also saying my relationship now with God is real tight, because every night I'm asking Him, what do you want me to do? What is your plan for me? Because music is my passion. But in my home, in my house, you get your degree and then you can do whatever you want, just so that my father and my mother know we have something behind our names that we can go to, that we can fall back onto. So I completely respect that. But medicine, I don't know if I love it enough to want to do it for the rest of my life. But it's always been pediatrics for me, working with children, being social. It's my way of being social, being with kids, and still doing medicine, which is something I've always wanted to do.
Well, you've
If
got time. Yes, please
I
continue.
do. Sorry. If I decide not to go into medicine, because I am applying to multiple universities, just to make sure, just to make sure,
Yeah.
then it's probably going to be the same as my older brother, which is quantitative risk management. And I've also got the option of studying a bachelor in music. So we'll see. I'm hoping closer to the exams and stuff that I finally heard God of what he thinks I should study, because I have no idea.
I love the fact that you're consulting him. That's the safest place, submitted to him, hearing his voice, hearing his guidance, and the option that you will choose and that the Lord will guide you to is the option that will give you peace. That's the best advice I ever got. If you have peace about something, then you know that it is God. Well, Chloe, Jade, I'm so happy we got to speak today and share a little bit of your testimony, your dreams, the moves you're making, your ambitions with our listeners. As we conclude, I want you to talk about self-love. You highlight the value of self-love. Perhaps that could help somebody today.
Self-love is definitely, I keep on saying this, but it's something I struggled with. To when I was bullied, my love for myself was it was not where it needed to be. I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't prioritizing my health and my needs. And I feel like that's something that people think, oh no, I need to prioritize them. I need to prioritize my friends because they need me. They need this. How are they gonna have you if you're not looking after yourself? So I feel like you need to love yourself and respect yourself. Because as soon as that happens, I'm telling you, people are gonna respect you too. They're gonna respect your boundaries, your morals, your values. So self-love honestly improves all. It'll help you with making friends. It'll help the way you see yourself, which is very important, because if you walk into a room and you have slouched shoulders and a frown, then how would you react to a person like that? But if you walk into a room with a smile, with your back straight and your head up high, they're gonna be like, oh, this person truly loves themselves. They are confident. I want to speak to them. So it's your way of networking as well and finding those people, because you attract what you give out. So that self-love needs working on, and you need to prioritize yourself because you are important. And just a little advice that I feel like I needed to hear once, so I just want to share it. The only person or the only opinion that matters about you is God's.
Amen.
So
Absolutely.
anyone else, don't listen to them.
Chloe Jade, a
Thank
Christian, is a rising star. She's a model, a musician, former Miss Teen Earth International. And you recently saw her on the stage at the prestigious Forbes Women Africa Leading Women's Summit in Pretoria. Chloe Jade, if somebody would like to follow you, talk us through the socials. How do we do that?
So I'm most active, very, very, very active on my Instagram, which is Chloe underscore Jade underscores Christian. And Chloe is Chloe underscore Jade underscore Christian.
There we have it, Chloe. Thank you so much for your time today. The Lord bless you. I can't wait to speak to you again in a couple of years. And I know God has big plans for you. May He open up more platforms for you to carry His light and His glory into many, many rooms. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.